the Gemara in a few places treats a baby that's born prematurely in the eighth month as a baby that will not live. In Chazal's time, a baby that was born 8 months into pregnancy did not live. Medically, it couldn't live. By the same token, in Chazal's time, if a woman underwent a C-section, she did not live. They did not know how to perform a C-section that the woman would remain alive, and they also did not know how to maintain an 8-month-old baby. Now, there is a technical point we should note, that we say yoledet limkuta'in, a woman can give birth to partial months, meaning when we say 9 months, 9 months does not have to necessarily mean 9 whole months, meaning it might work by the lunar months. And then, let's say a woman became pregnant on the 20th of the month, so the last 10 days might count as a month. So it's very hard to gauge how we're going to say that that the baby is exactly within its 8th month and not 7 months or 9 months. Because the Gemara says 7 months their children live, 9 months they live, but 8 months is a problem. And today we also know that the child is in the middle of a stage of development in the 8th month. Meaning 7th month, he finishes a development. 9th month, he finishes all his development. And in certain respects, 7 months are better than 8 months. Today, with all the medicine that we have, I think 8 months is no problem and is even better than 7 months. But in Chazal's time, it wasn't that way. Chazal's time, it wasn't that way. And that's why the Gemara treats an 8-month-old baby as a child that's for sure not going to live. But you just have to remember that's not so relevant, because A, you have to know that she became pregnant. And we'll add another complication to this. You have to know that exactly when she became pregnant, that the child is really 8 months. And there's another complication to this. This can only work when the husband has been out of town. But the fact that a woman had her period is not proof that she isn't pregnant. Because it seems in the Gemara's time that it was very standard that a woman was pregnant and still seemed to menstruate as though she wasn't pregnant. So the fact that she's menstruating is not proof that she's not pregnant. And as such, if you want to prove that this fetus is exactly 8 months old, you have to have a scenario where the husband has been out of town. That's the only, he's only come into town 8 months before the baby, and they were only together once, so that could only be the time that she became pregnant, etc. So it's a little bit far-fetched. But at the end of the day, they're 8 months old babies. Didn't live.
What if